I never liked Jack in the Boxes. They were just so creepy to me. The melody that plays as you wait for whatever's inside to jump out at you wasn't something I enjoyed listening to. But my parents thought that I would enjoy having one for my birthday. It was the last present that I opened, and I immediately groaned at the sight of it. It was your standard Jack in the Box, with circus clowns painted around the side of the box. Clowns were also something I hated. Their smiles always seemed too big for me. "You like it?" my mom asked, ignoring my earlier groan. I knew that I hated Jack in the Boxes, but I also knew that my parents wouldn't like it if I told them what I really thought of the present. I reluctantly nodded, and my parents smiled. "Well, go put your new gifts up in your room, and I'll get the cake out." My dad walked into the kitchen where my chocolate cake was still in the oven. I took the Jack in the Box upstairs to my room, putting it almost all the way to the top of my bookshelf. I thought about what was inside. It was obvious that some clown was in the box, but what did it look like? Curiosity got the better of me, and I grabbed it for a second, winding the handle, listening to that creepy tune as I waited. After a few seconds, the top of the box flew open, making me jump. A quick laugh came out of the clown's mouth, as it did. It was more disturbing than any clown I'd ever seen. It had a baggy yellow coat on, with red and green pom-poms on it. Its arms were outstretched, like it was asking for a hug, with white gloves covering each hand. But the face was not friendly. It had curly red hair and a small top hat, with this giant, shiny, red nose. Its fully white face looked very detailed, almost like real painted skin, but its eyes were huge, bigger than the nose. It had big green pupils, making it look like someone from an insane asylum. But the creepiest thing was the mouth. It was open with a very wide smile that showed two rows of small little teeth. Almost immediately, I stuffed the clown back into the box. The thing was nightmare fuel, and I didn't want to look at it any longer. I regretted telling my parents that I liked the gift, but I couldn't back out now. I didn't want to disappoint them. As I brought the other presents into my room, I kept thinking about the clown's face, the smile, the eyes. I tried to tell myself that it was just a toy, that it was just a stupid Jack in the Box, but I couldn't get it out of my head. And that night I kept imagining the clown, expecting it to just get out of the box and walk over to my bed. But nothing happened, and I finally went to sleep. Only just as I predicted, I had a dream about it. Staring at the Jack in the Box on my bookshelf, it was open, but the clown wasn't inside. I got up to check the box, wondering where the clown went. I tried to get up, but I couldn't. The only part of my body I was able to move was my head. Everything else was paralyzed. At that moment, there was a small knock on my door. Shuddering with fear, all I could do was watch as I saw the door slowly open, with a familiar face standing in the doorway. It was the clown, only now it was my dad's height, maybe taller. Its face was different too, the eyes yellow with small black pupils, its smile spreading from ear to ear, and inside were rows of razor-sharp teeth. I tried to scream, but I couldn't. I just continued watching as the clown entered the room, its giant red shoes squeaking with every step, shutting the door behind it. It began laughing maniacally as it stepped towards me, its eyes seeming to get larger and larger, its mouth wider and wider.
"We're gonna have so much fun, Owen."
The clown laughed as it grabbed my right arm.
"Happy birthday."
It pulled me out of my bed before I suddenly woke up. The morning sun beamed in on me as I tried calming my breathing. I could still see the clown's face laughing in my head, but looking over, I saw that the Jack in the Box was still closed. I quickly walked over to it and checked, winding the handle to see if the clown popped out. I panicked, but then sighed with relief as I realized it was just stuck. I pulled it open and saw that the clown's face was the same as the day before. No yellow eyes, no ear-to-ear grin, no razor-sharp teeth. Everything was fine. I stuffed it back into the box and put it up on the shelf. I walked downstairs and grabbed a bowl of cereal to eat as I watched some cartoons, only there was nothing really good on. So I decided to go back up to my room and grab a book. When I walked back into the room, though, my heart skipped a beat. I immediately saw the clown sticking out of the box, smiling and staring blankly at the wall. Did I not properly put the clown back in the box? That had to be the only explanation. There was no way it opened the box itself, but I swear I thought I put it back right. I quickly grabbed the box and stuffed the clown back inside, and it didn't pop back out. But I stared at it for about a minute, making sure, before going back downstairs. After about an hour, my dad came down to make his morning coffee. Before he went into the kitchen, he told me he thought the jack-in-the-box had fallen off the bookshelf. I was confused. How could it have fallen off the bookshelf if I didn't even touch it? But then when I went back up again, I saw it was on the floor, with the box open and the clown staring out the doorway, directly at me. I picked it up and put the clown back in the box. But just when I turned to leave my room, I heard a pop, then its little laugh from behind me. I froze and slowly turned, seeing the clown out of the box again. My heart started to pound inside my chest as I quickly made my way out of the room, not even fixing it this time. I tried pushing the thoughts of it out of my head, but going to sleep that night was even more difficult. The jack-in-the-box, which I hadn't even bothered to close, just stared blankly at the wall. I waited and waited, imagining that it would turn its head with its big eyes and smile. But it didn't. The clown just kept staring at the wall, even as I fell asleep. Of course, that night I had a nightmare about it. I was paralyzed again, and the clown turned and looked directly at me, pulling itself out of the box and falling to the floor. It quickly crawled under my bed as I tried to yell for help. Then a gloved hand reached out from under the bed, and the clown emerged, human-sized again like it was in the previous nightmare. It laughed as it said,
"Time for the birthday boy to get his present."
It grabbed my arm and yanked me under the bed. I woke again to the jack-in-the-box, still just staring at the wall. I guess my mom had heard me yell and she came into my room. "What happened?" she asked. "Nothing, I just had a bad dream." I continued staring at it, thinking it would somehow turn and look at me. My mom's worried expression faded. "What was it about?" I pointed to the jack-in-the-box on my bookshelf. "The clown came alive," I said, "and pulled me under the bed." My mom picked up the toy, smiling at it. "Okay," she nodded. "You do know it's just a toy though, right? It can't hurt you." I nodded and she put it back on the shelf. The next morning I felt better but still a little uneasy. I went down for breakfast and my mom informed me that it was her and my dad's anniversary that day and that they were going to be leaving for a few hours that night. Fear surged down my spine as I imagined having another nightmare again, without them there this time. The thought was unbearable at this point. My solution was to throw the jack-in-the-box in the closet, piled under a bunch of stuff. I really wanted to throw it away, but I felt bad. Around 9 o'clock that night, my parents said goodbye and left for their dinner date. I grabbed the book I was reading before and just sat on the couch in the living room. The silence felt comfortable in a way, but also terrifying. I kept thinking that something was moving upstairs. It was just in my head. It had to be. My mind wouldn't let me forget about the clown, though. Eventually, after a couple hours, I got tired and went upstairs to my room, getting ready for bed. I went to check in the closet to make sure the jack-in-the-box was still in the same place. Thankfully, it hadn't moved, and I shook my head with a sigh of relief. I felt like I was being such a baby for my age. A jack-in-the-box can't be alive. It was ridiculous. I had nothing to worry about. But of course, in my nightmares, there it was once again. The closet door opening slowly, as I was again paralyzed and forced to only watch. The full-sized clown stepped out of the closet laughing as it came closer and closer to my bed.
No one's here to save you now, Owen. We can play forever.
It grabbed me again and laughed horribly as it dragged me into the closet. I woke up again, breathing fast. It was still nighttime, and my room was submerged in darkness. I quickly turned on the light to try to calm down. I had to go check in the closet. I just had to. As I opened the door, I looked down at the box, seeing that the clown was no longer inside. I tried rubbing my eyes and focusing in again, but it was all the same. The box was empty. I was awake, and the clown was really gone. Terrified, I ran out of my room, turning on the hallway light and going downstairs. I grabbed my phone, which was charging in the living room, and tried calling my mom, but she didn't answer. Then my dad, no answer either. I didn't know what to do, so I ran back up to my room, shutting the door and checking the closet again. I sat down and just started shaking with fear, worried about when it would pop out and finally take me. That's when I got out my laptop and started typing. I want you all to know what's going on, because I don't know how much longer I have left. If you hear about a 13-year-old named Owen Clark going missing, you'll know what really happened. I know I should have just thrown the jack-in-the-box away, but it's too late for that now. I think I just heard it. The squeaky shoes coming up the stairs. A quiet laughter. It's getting closer. It's ready to play.